It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Both agreed that coming off the Saints game, that was their best win of the season. I think it was pretty clear. Based off of how the offense looked, based off how the defense looked. Heading into this weekend, coming off a bye week, we know Andy Reid's track record. The opponent is a step up, but at the same time, there's still a 3-3 49ers team. Is this a chance to be even more impressive than we've seen at all this year?
Okay, so last week was the most impressive they've looked. It was not their most impressive win. The most impressive win now, in retrospect, as we have the benefit of hindsight, the Ravens. They beat the Ravens at home, first game of the season, for what a team is, looks like, has a pretty good chance to win their division and is going to compete for the number one seed. If they win this weekend, and I do not care about the style. If they win this weekend, this will be the single most impressive win of the year. And you're like, but how? They beat a team that we think is better, or is at least right now one game better than the 49ers. They did that at home. They did that with their full complement of weapons available to them at that time. As in, Isaiah Pacheco was still a member of this team. Rashee Rice was still a member of this team. Yeah, they didn't have Hollywood Brown. They weren't expecting to, though, so they had plenty of time in the lead-up to that game to prepare without him, thinking that wasn't going to be the case. This would be on the road against one of the best teams in the NFC, consistently been the second best franchise, I would argue, over the last five seasons in the NFL, and you do it without Rashee Rice, without Pacheco, with Juju Smith-Schuster and Kareem Hunt. You get this win on the road this week following the bye. I think no matter how you win it, it's the single most impressive win of the season so far. And it might end up going down as one of the biggest wins of the year. Yeah, now, they still got the Bills and the Ravens and the Texans.
That's
so
the thing. I think it could go down as the biggest win until they have an opportunity against Houston in the middle of that tough stretch in December, end of the year. That one might have the same buildup, even more of a buildup because it's an AFC game, but also the same injury concerns. Pacheco hopefully is back by then. But I hear you. I think to this point to date, I can get on board with the Niners. It depends on how good you actually think the 49ers are. I mean, that's a large part of this equation. You know, because Baltimore, yeah, it was at home, but Baltimore looks clearly like the second best team in the AFC. I think we all agree right now based off of how they perform.
If you made me power rank the top five teams in the AFC, Baltimore would be two.
The 49ers, if you were to do the same exercise with the NFC, number one, do you actually think the Vikings are the best team in the NFC? They're 5-0, but are they actually the best team?
No. The quarter. No, I mean, again, some of this is just the reality of NFL history and how often is a player like Sam Darnold made it all the way to the finish line? And the answer to that is not very often.
Question, how many teams would you put above the Niners in the NFC? Would you put the Lions above them even without Aiden Hutchinson? They had a better record, sure. The Vikings obviously have a better record, but that's what's tricky. Like the 49ers, at some point, do they get Christian McCaffrey back? You know, right now, of course, they're not going to have him on Sunday, but they have a healthy Kittle. They have Debo's a little, I think he's going to play. There's a minor injury, but Debo is fairly healthy. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk healthy. Their quarterback's healthy. Their defense is very much healthy. Like, so that stacks up to make it a really challenging game. I think some of this we'll get to at 10:30 is just maybe my personal feeling about this matchup. And maybe that's why I'm pushing back a little bit on it'd be their most impressive win. But I get what you're saying. Because it's on the road and it's still a Niners team that when it's all said and done, probably will be a top three team in the NFC heading into the playoffs. I think I'd be surprised if they're not.
I think it'll just speak larger volumes for me than a lot of other wins have this year. When they beat the Ravens in the opening game, well, I thought they were the best team in the AFC. And again, they had their full complement of weapons. Hell, I thought Hollywood Brown might still be coming back. I think one of the things we might have talked about when that game ended, Gold, was, boy, you think they're good now. Just you wait. Now, look, we understand that things happened and the Chiefs kind of went the other way. But being able to get a win like this on the road against a difficult opponent to move to 6-0 with the Raiders clunking around the following week, you and I can start figuring out a way to stack wins and figure out where the wins end up across the board. And so I look at this and I view it as in, this tells me that this team can be battle tested through. since they've lost the injuries, since they've lost the players to injury, for the most part, their schedule has not been easy, but it's not been difficult either, if that makes sense. Cincinnati's not played good football. They were playing even worse football when they were taking on the Chiefs before that. The Saints don't blow us away by any particular means. You and I both think the Chargers are a year early. I will not dismiss games like that. The Falcons is probably the second most impressive right now. It's not a huge barrier to leap, but because later in the season, the Texans will be at home, but the Bills will be on the road. If they win this game by the end of the year, I'll probably view this as one of the biggest ones, because I assume the 49ers are one of the final 4 to 6 teams in the NFL again this year.
Probably. I think the Texans has a chance to be the most impressive one, even though it's at home, because of, remember, Cody, that's part of that, what is it, 3-11 day stretch, and it's late in the year, so everybody's even more banged up. Like that one to me has a chance to overlap. But my issue with the Niners, and I'm with you, eventually where they get, the right now, so they beat the Jets week one, a bad Jets team. They lost to the Vikings by 6 points. We know the Vikings are undefeated. That was on the road.
It's a fine loss.
They lost to the Rams, so that's the only win the Rams have had this entire season, I think. The Rams are 1-4. They beat the Patriots, who everybody just about except for Cincinnati is beat. And then the Cardinals beat the 49ers by a point.
It's not an impressive schedule.
You know, they beat the Seahawks a week and a half ago on a Thursday night game. And we all have kind of said Seattle, a little fraudulent based off of their start. So I don't think right now this is the same type of 49ers team that we've talked about for years prior. Mainly because Chris McCaffrey is what made them so dynamic the last year and a half or so, 2 years, I guess. You know, that is a game changer. Yeah, Jordan Mason can still run the football. It's a Shanahan rushing scheme.
Garendo,
I think you'll see the Chiefs probably will give up the most rushing yards they've given up all year because they've been so good against Derrick Henry and others, but that's just the scheme thing. But Jordan Mason is not catching 5 passes out of the backfield and going to rack up 70 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, we know, can do that.
Some of this is context, certainly. And the 49ers are playing better football now than they were at the beginning of the season. Like over on Twitch, B said Chargers was actually the most impressive for them because the start was so bad.
Yeah, dug themselves a hole.
The ability to get the win in that day.
But 2 left tackles. And
yeah, they were missing a lot of players. You and I still don't think they have enough talent on that roster. Because like I look at the 49ers roster, it is not without talent. That is still one of the most talented defenses in the league. And even without Christian McCaffrey, man, Ayuk and Debo, and look, Mason's looked really good. They tend to have one of the better offensive lines, better schemes. Like, they're just a difficult team, that's all.
913-586-7965. From the 816, someone said, why is literally nobody talking about them going undefeated? They have an opportunity to do something that's never been done in the NFL, but no one thinks that possibly could go undefeated. Yeah, it's because it's early, man. That's it. I don't think you can have real undefeated conversations till there's
halfway,
you know, 6 or 7 games left. Like, if they start 10-0, 12-0, then trust me, I think those conversations start. But when you're 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. That happens plenty in the NFL. Teams start 5-0, 6-0. There's usually 2 or 3 teams that start. Right now there's 2, and that's it. It's the Vikings and Chiefs. But yeah, you don't start talking undefeated when there's 5 games have been played.
I can tell you when I will start talking about it. After the Bills, November 17th. Because then they would be 10-0 and lighter version of their schedule that includes Panthers, Raiders, Chargers at home.
Well, they'd be over halfway
Browns
through.
Browns on the road. They'd be halfway through. They would really only have 1 playoff team maybe left on the schedule in the Texans. I very much will be discussing it. You know why else they're not talking about it? Because if I told you right now, because they're chasing a different part of NFL history, one that is less hard to believe than a team going undefeated in the regular season, because that's only happened twice in NFL history. And I understand you'd be like, well, the other one happened 0. Yeah, but how many tries, right? Every year, there are 32 teams with a chance to go undefeated in the regular season, and 2 times it has happened. So, like, the ratio, the percentage seems so low.
Yeah, I mean, if you were asking, is amazing as it would be to go undefeated in a perfect perfect regular season, I would think every Chiefs fan, I would hope, would say, oh, if I could be promised at least an appearance in the Super Bowl to give me a chance to three-peat.
Don't care about being undefeated.
But I lose 4 games instead of having a chance to go 17-0 but not make the Super Bowl. I mean, it's not even close. 17-0 is great if you also complete the task. We know the Patriots were perfect until they lost to the Giants. Like that season, we remember it for a variety of reasons, but that perfect 17-0 does not have the same vibes as it would have if they would have completed the task, of course, and went all the way through. Same thing. So, yeah, I mean, if the undefeated conversation is just not something I'm entertaining until they get well past the even maybe the Bills game. I know you said 10-0. I'll hear you. To me, it's like it's something you get to where you're 12-0 and you're like, all right, you're five away.
I mean, you're essentially 12-0 after that, though. Their next two games after 10-0 are Panthers Raiders.
Okay.
And if they're 10-0 in that point and their next two games are Panthers Raiders, well, then I'll be honest.
But isn't that what makes
I'm
it challenging?
Assuming.
Is you know, teams don't go perfect because they slip up against a team they shouldn't lose to.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, and so. It definitely happens. I mean, the Patriots didn't do it until they get to the Super Bowl. We've seen Chiefs teams get to 9-0 and not go undefeated. We've seen Chiefs teams go 9-0 and then really struggle.
I would love for the 72 Dolphins to be sweating it. Trust me. I would love for the 72 Dolphins to not be able to pop the champagne that we see every year and they celebrate and all that. Could you imagine not only being the first team in the Super Bowl era, since someone got mad at me yesterday for not saying Super Bowl era, first team to three-peat.
Because there was some team in the aughts.
Yeah, nobody cares what happened in 1960 anymore. I'm sorry. Like we just,
I think it was 1930.
The Packers did it twice in the 20s and the 60s, I think, or something. Anyway, point being, everybody says they would be the first team to three-peat. That's just how we say it. But if they did that while also having a perfect season, I mean, could you imagine? Talk about it means for Mahomes, he wouldn't need to get to six rings. He could have four rings, but he would have that. It would take away the head-to-head issues that he's had against Tom Brady for his legacy. All that would be washed away if you were the first team since the Dolphins to have an undefeated season and the first team to three-peat.
If they do that while losing their top three offensive weapons, debate's over. Like, if you're just curious, like, what would happen in the scenario in which Patrick Mahomes goes 17-0, something Tom Brady couldn't even do because technically there were only 16 regular season games. Miami's undefeated season was 14 games.
True.
So they would have bested the Miami team by three games in the regular season, the Patriots by one, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. For the first time in the Super Bowl era, three-peat, that conversation's over. If that happens this year, Patrick Mahomes is the single greatest quarterback who ever lived. I don't want to hear some stupid person try to tell me that, well, Tom Brady still got seven. No, the debate is done. We've killed it. It's over. Like, it would no longer exist as a debate, in my opinion.
And if you were
arguing the other side of it at the end of that, you're just not thinking this thing through.
Or you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
You know, you're worried or whatever. Look, I will gladly welcome that conversation when we get into end of November kind of stuff. You know, that's gladly. That would be fun. It'd be a lot of fun to have that. But let's see how this thing goes. Also, they're playing a pretty good team on Sunday. There's quite a few people that think, even diehard Chiefs fans I've talked to in the last couple of days, that think that this Sunday will be one that maybe gets them. They still think they're going to win 13 games. They think maybe this Sunday is one that the Niners get them. I tend to disagree.
Patrick Mahomes is an underdog, and he's 10-3 straight up in those games.
Yeah, 11-1 against the spread. We know Andy Reid off a bye week is what, 21-4 or something like that. So there's a lot of trends on that side that point towards the Chiefs figuring this thing out.
It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.
Amazon Fall Favorites are here to make you say,
woo!
With low prices on home,
woo!
Beauty,
woo!
And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials.
Woo!
So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on Fall Favorites at Amazon.
It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.
Amazon Fall Favorites are here to make you say,
woo!
With low prices on home,
woo!
Beauty,
woo!
And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials.
Woo!
So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on Fall Favorites at Amazon.